Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Finding your purpose in life can be a daunting and confusing pursuit. And the endeavor to actually fulfill the purpose can feel overwhelming and even impossible. But it doesn't have to. You see, God's intention in His creation of man is that man would express Him and represent Him. And the exercise of your dominion mandate is for God's glory. Every Christian has life, but not every Christian enjoys the abundant life which Christ came to give. We were each created by God with a unique and prosperous life in mind. So, will you yield yourself fully to God and be inspired to live out His promised abundant life on a moment-by-moment basis? In today's message titled, The Dominion Mandate, Plans Revealed for Living in Abundance, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to advance towards the magnificent destiny God has designed for you.
God has empowered us to live in abundance. He has empowered us to succeed in life. God has empowered us to be winners and not losers, to be victorious and not to live in defeat. God created every one of us and empowered us to succeed in life. But sadly, we live in a world that has totally misrepresented true success. If the dictionary definition is anything to go by, which defines success as the achievement of something desired, planned, or attempted, the gaining of fame or popularity, or the gaining of prosperity, that's the dictionary's definition. You know, the broad definition neatly sums up why society has totally misrepresented true success. My friend, that's not a godly definition of success at all. Lots of people have fame and prosperity, but they do not have true success. When God is the focus of your life, when He is the center of everything you do, it doesn't matter what else is going on. It just makes your life stable. It just makes your life a successful life, a life that's at the direct center of God's will. That's a successful life. Don't look at the dictionary definition of success, which says that in this world, success is about bigger is better. But that's not the case with God. That's not what God operates in His kingdom. If you are living for God, you are a successful person. In fact, not everybody is called to do something big. You may never be the one in front of the camera or TV, but you are still a big part of what's being done in the kingdom of God. God counts on and appreciates you in what you are doing for the kingdom. What you are doing may not seem as significant as others, but you are being faithful in what God has called you to do. And that's what God calls success. Those who are faithful in a few things will also be faithful in much. That's what the Bible says. Bible says in Matthew chapter 25 verse 23 that God will say to you, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." That's what God will say to faithful people. Faithful people in the kingdom are successful people. I want to assure you that God has empowered you and me with the required resources to enable us to succeed in life and live in abundance. We need to understand how the kingdom of God works and how everything works around the concept of the seed. When we go back to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1, we find out that God created man in His own image and gave man dominion over the earth and blessed him and gave him a purpose. The first thing God spoke after creating Adam, it's recorded in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 28. I read from the NIV version and it says this. Then God said, let us make man in our own image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. Verse 26 says, then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea, and the birds in the sky, over the livestock, and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. Verse 27, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground. So here God pronounced blessing on Adam when he created him. Blessed means empowered to prosper. God's plan for man from the very beginning was that he has to prosper. Another word for blessed is to excel, to increase, to multiply, to rise above. That's what the Bible said. That's why he said, you are the head, not the tail. You are above, not beneath. You are first, not the last. When God pronounced blessing on him, that created entitlement. He was entitled to prosper. He was entitled to increase, to multiply. He was entitled to succeed in life. Be fruitful. Fruitful means conducive to producing in abundance. So here we see at the very beginning of creation, God pronounces blessings on man and woman. And then he told them to be fruitful, prosper, and cause abundance. Hallelujah. He said live in abundance, and that's a long way from religious tradition. This is contrary to those who teach that poverty is a sign of holiness. That's not what the Bible teaches. Every person wants to prosper. Everyone desires to succeed in life. Notice here that at the very beginning, God was pronouncing blessings on mankind, which means empowered to prosper, empowered to succeed. And he said to be fruitful. He said to them, be fruitful, multiply. It means you are entitled to abundance. That sounds like an extraordinary life. So we can see the plan of God from the very beginning. God wanted his people to prosper, to have good success, and to enjoy abundance, my friend. Even though Adam and Eve blew it, God's plan didn't end there. God had a plan to redeem mankind by sending his own son. He bought us back through his precious blood. The Bible says in Galatians that we are redeemed from the curse. Poverty and lack are all curses. Why do we want to be poor when God has redeemed us from poverty? For success and abundance to happen, let me refer you to the Bible verse, Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. We've already read through 26 to 28. Look at verse 29. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth. Let me repeat. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it, they will be yours for food. God pronounces blessings on the man. He told him, increase, prosper, multiply, enjoy abundance. And here is how you do it. So God's intention from the very beginning was man would be sustained by the seed he sows. And it's still the same today. Let me tell you, it is the same today. We are sustained by the seed we sow. We have been empowered by the seed to produce abundance. Adam was to extend what was in the garden through sowing and reaping. Billions of fruits and plants we see today are results of seed time and harvest time. That's what the Bible says, that so far as the earth remains, seed time and harvest time, day and night, cold and hot, summer and winter would never cease. So it's the same today. Man was to have his life sustained by the seeds he sows. So commit to the kingdom principles and you will never lack. He said, I give you every seed bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. So to you the seed, it shall be for meat. That's some of the translations saying. Another translation says provision. And so God gave man seeds. He said, the blessing is on you. I command you to be fruitful. Have abundance. But I am giving you the means whereby you can make it happen. I am giving you seed. And through the seed that you sow, it shall be provision for you. It shall sustain you. It shall enable you to live in abundance. You don't need to be a farmer to know this. The more seeds you sow, the greater the harvest you will get. Once you sow, you will harvest. That's the kingdom principle. God gave Adam the ability to determine his own outcome by the seed. He had the authority. He had the blessing. And he had the seed. With the authority of God on your life, and with the blessing of God on your life and seed, you can make it anywhere on this planet Earth. I'm telling you, my friend, when everyone else is falling by the wayside, you will rise up. Why? Because you have been empowered by the seed of the word. You will prosper. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth. And every tree that has fruit with seed in it, they will be yours for food. So here God announced plans to make man successful and to live in abundance. He gave us seed. He said, I have given you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth. Hallelujah. Not only did he give man an identity, authority, and a blessing, he equipped him for success and he gave man a purpose. He also gave man a strategy, and strategy was in the seed. In other words, everything that God created in the Garden of Eden was meant to increase, was meant to multiply, was meant to fill the earth. And it was all going to happen not because God scattered millions and billions of trees and peoples over the face of the earth. No, that's going to happen through the seed given to Adam. He created Adam and Eve, few animals and few trees. But the purpose for those trees and plants and animals multiplied through the power of the seed. Hallelujah. God is wisdom. The plants all had fruits in them that had seed. And so the purpose was for Adam to take that seed and expand the Garden of Eden across the face of the earth. Later, Adam and Eve were cast out of the garden. So we know the garden didn't cover the whole earth. So how was the garden going to increase? How were the animals going to increase? How was humanity going to increase? It was all through the power of the seed, my friend. If you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then you have already cast yourself out of God's marvelous plan for your life. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.